Montana Real Estate Headlines. Montana DOR Property Portal, key resource for MT real estate pros. Property.mt.gov is the Montana Department of Revenue's online property tax and assessment portal. Real estate professionals in MT rely on this portal to verify property assessments, tax obligations, and ownership details for transactions and client advisement. Bookmark http://svc.mt.gov/duoproperty for quick access to official Montana property records and tax data. Montana Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Records Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a unified search platform for Montana property records, enabling lookups of owner information, deeds, tax records, loans, liens, permits, and purchase history. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark slash montana.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Helena launches Civic Access Online Building Permit Portal. The City of Helena has introduced a new licensing and permitting system featuring a public-facing online portal called Civic Access that allows residents to handle more city-related business online. Real estate professionals in MT can now direct clients to a streamlined digital permitting process, potentially accelerating transaction timelines for Helena area properties. Review the new permit types and online submission options at the source URL to familiarize yourself with the system before your next Helena deal. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin Public Records, now searchable via Netter Online for MT real estate pros. Netter Online hosts searchable Gallatin County public records, including property tax and assessor data. Montana real estate professionals can quickly access Gallatin property records, tax information, and assessor data to support transactions and due diligence. Search Gallatin records directly at the source URL below. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Variance special use permit or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?